world full of mundane podcasts, one show rises from the ashes. Critics are calling it outrageous. Podcasts, as we know it, will never be the same again.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the show.
Tonight, prepare for an epic journey where every step could be your last. The destination, a place where no maps can show. The mission, to rise above the rest. The danger, unimaginable. The reward, a shit ton of weed and laughs. It's going to blow your mind. This is To Be Blunt. So sit back, turn up the volume, grab your weed, get ready to light those blunts.
Baby, To Be Blunt, you are live. It's 420, every stoner's favorite holiday, and it's about to go down. We have judges, we have contestants. It is the highest game show ever to hit social media. What would you do for a Levo? Where contestants have submitted their idea of what they would want to do on camera. We've selected a few to come on. And tonight, in front of a panel of judges and you guys watching at home, they will perform their crazy act right here live. The winner is going to get a Levo 2. They're going to get gummy molds. They're going to get swag packs from Levo, from To Be Blunt, from Peasy. Even Born Majestic, my man's throwing in a little discount for you and some merch. You guys, this is the ultimate 420 giveaway, and you are tuned in live. I have put together a panel of judges, and we're going to start to introduce them. Starting first, we have, of course, representing Levo, Kelsey. What's going on? Oh, I got you muted. There you go. Sorry.
All good. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We have Canna Queen and Megan of the Cannabis Closet Podcast. What's up, ladies? We have the woman behind the podcast who runs the backstage at court. Oops.
Hello.
Oops. We have the man of many 420 sounds. You'll recognize him from TikTok and Twitch, Born Majestic. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? What's going on? Yo, happy to be here, man.
Not much, man. Appreciate you being here. And then, of course, making his debut right here, the new hype man for Peasy, representing the High Council also. You might not know him as the CEO of the Hype House. It's R. Jeezy.
What it do, baby?
The homies.
I love how you just come in with the what it do. My man, yo.
Are you
guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to see what they're gonna do for this Levo.
A Levo 2. I mean, it's gonna be popping. I'll tell you right now, the crowd is ready. Cannamistic in the house. Nexus, I see so many people that you must have brought in from the raid, because I don't even recognize half these people, which is amazing. Martin's a pineapple, Dylan. Dude, I mean, it's honestly going to be so dope. I see Green Man streaming. I mean, there's so many people in here. They all want to know what these people are going to do for Olivo. And I think I put together the finest panel of judges for this. There is definitely some interesting, how do I want to put this? There's definitely some interesting submissions that are going to happen.
Definitely.
So I'm ready to get my mind blown.
Your mind hasn't been blown. I mean, it's 420, man. What you been doing all day?
True.
What does RG do?
Yo, I just ate that edible that I had.
That's what I want to know. Like, what does RGZ do in a day? Like, what is a typical day for RGZ?
I smoke a lot of weed. For starters. I wake up, I smoke weed. I sign some autographs. I kiss some babies. And then I smoke some more weed.
I mean, that's an interesting way to start my day. I usually go for coffee first. But that works, too. That works, too. Born, brother, you just came off alive. You were live last night from midnight till what, 6 a.m.?
No, actually, till like 8 this morning.
8 this morning. That's 8 full hours on Twitch, and then you were live again in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. Got on at 2 o'clock, and we got on, so we just raided you. And I don't know if you have your alerts on Twitch, but Matt Hawley just subscribed. And also, my brother, Rag Robert, just subscribed for 6 months ahead in advance.
Who's that for?
For you.
Oh shit.
They just subscribed to you. Yeah, they just subscribed to your Twitch channel. I just saw, yeah.
Yo, that's what it is. Yo, appreciate that. That's sick, man. That's sick. Yo, guys, we have an unbelievable lineup. I see one person ready. I want to bring in one of the first people here. Mother Token Tara.
Uh-oh. Hey, what up, Mother Token Tara?
What up, Tara?
Hey, Tara.
Hey. What it do, Tara? What it do?
Are you there?
I'm
not really sure what's happening.
There, can you hear me?
On connection. I hear you.
I got a bad connection.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll cycle back. We'll cycle back. I don't want to hold her up while she's in there. So let's now bring back. Am I on solo mode? The panel judges. We got to give Tara a minute. She's got a pretty impressive. God, yo. Dude, that gold joint. Dude, I don't know about that.
Ah, yeah, you did it. You smoked it.
Yeah, I lit it up right now. Yo, so I got this joint paper. Okay, it's a 24 karat gold joint paper that they gave me. I know you really can't see it at the smoke shop today. They're made from a company called Shine, right? Shine, am I right? Or Shrine?
Shine. You're right, Shine. Shine.
And they coat the papers in 24 karat gold. Well, bro, it's so freaking harsh, bro. How did anyone smoke these things?
That's that drip drip, baby.
Yo, I didn't want to tell you that, but like, I mean, I didn't want to tell you. I felt bad. It was bad enough. I told you that the taste was going to be funny. I was like, maybe it won't be harsh for him. So I didn't say nothing, but yeah. I mean, you're doing it. It's really just for the experience. Like, you know what I mean?
Tara, can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Tara, what's going on? Oh, all right. So we finally got it. Where are you right now?
Oh, yeah. Sure, no problem. It's on the side door of the house.
Where do you think? Can you take it?
That's what I'm trying to find out. You're in a chair right now. I see a man in a mask.
She is not in a tattoo parlor. Oh, my.
Let's see. You know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to full screen you. You are. What are you doing right now? What is this happening here? You're getting a tattoo on the air right now.
Yeah. Yep. For Olivo?
For Olivo. Obviously, this is what you want to do for Olivo. You're getting a tattoo. All right.
Yeah,
so
you can't.
Okay, you can't see it. We're going to wait till you're done. We'll come back to you afterwards. Whoa. Yo, shout out to your guy out there doing the artwork. Yeah,
shout out to the tattoos. Out.
This is Kobe.
I don't know if you want to plug your shot man over there. I don't think he can hear us.
This is Kobe at Origins in Flint. He can't. I have my headphones in. I'm probably getting super loud.
Origins in Flint, Michigan. And his name's Cody. Yep. That's sick. So you're going to get a tattoo. We're going to find out what it is in a little bit. I'll keep checking back with you then. How's that?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Wow. So we have a tattoo happening. See, we're already kicking it off hot. We don't really know what the tattoo is yet, but she's getting a tattoo. We'll have to cycle back in. So let's bring in our first actual talent for tonight. My man, Josh.
Yo, Josh is in the building. What up, Josh?
Let me give you the full screen here, my man, because I had an interesting message come out to me from your buddy at Ripsaw Vapes, and he was like, my little brother's coming out or something. I was like, come on, who the hell is this? And he told me, he's like, so you and him are like supposedly real big into the vape tricks. Am I right here?
Yes, sir. Hell yeah. That's kind of what we do. We both learn from each other and, you know, get around.
How long have you been doing these vape tricks for?
I've been for about 6 years, somewhere in there, on and off.
I got a vape and I can't do shit with it, bro. Like, there's no talent when I use this thing. I have no fucking clue how you what is that? What do you even call that?
That's a Bane inhale. I can do spam doubles, jellyfish, shark splits. Just all depends, man. It really depends on your space and how much room you get.
So you're gonna be doing this with what?
I'm probably gonna do it off. I'm probably gonna do it off the bone.
The bong. So you're gonna rip the bong, and we're going to get some, I guess, vape tricks with the dab. Now, with the flower. I'm sorry, not the dab.
Yeah, I could do it off the dab. I mean, I could do that one too.
You know what?
Let's see. Do it with a dab.
Okay. All right. See, the judges have spoken.
Bet.
What do you guys think? You guys agree? Like, this should be dabs, or should we do?
I mean, it is 420, so I was thinking flower, but if you're thinking dabs, then we can go dabs.
Or both.
I can do both.
I'm going to be real honest with you. You were naming off them, like, tricks, and I ain't heard not one of them. I'm like, yo, what?
You said something about Bane, and I'm like, Bane? All right, so we're going to let them get set up. You guys, what do you guys think about the first trick? We're going to get some vape tricks with dab concentrate. Now, I know I just did a couple dabs over in Bourne's Live, and my throat still hurts. And then you add on this crazy, harsh, gold-plated paper shit that they got me going. And it's like, I don't know how you could do it. Would you guys be able to do smoke tricks with after taking a dab?
No.
It's right off the rip. It's just no.
No. Me, personally, I'm a baby when it comes to dabs. Like, I take a dab, and I cough so hard.
We all do. But that's just, you know.
We all do. It's right. Exactly. We all do.
That's how my smoke come out. My smoke come out like, ah.
Get all right. Right. All right.
Brilliant. So, hold on. Let me get, before you get started, give me a second, man. We want to get the full screen experience here with you.
All right, let me load in more.
Let me give you more appropriate. Ready? Here, let me hook you up with a little Sutton we like to use at these game shows.
All right, me up.
I think your fire alarm's going off. The fire alarm is going off. Call 911.
Right.
It's lit, baby.
That's the bad.
It's a lip, baby.
Wife in the background playing Call of Duty.
Nice.
Ooh, got it. He's that's going to hurt.
Go. He's gonna do it. He's got the dab. Here we go. He's going to do something. What do we got here?
Nice.
That is so weird. Why do you do that with your mouth? Like, what is, like what do you like? What is the actually thing? You're, like, I can't figure it out. Like, I look like the Joker trying to do the Bane. That's what it comes down to.
Lungs of steel. Oh my god!
I know. Not even a single cough either. Yeah. I'm honestly
in dabs.
I'm impressed.
My baby lungs would be like, no way.
He looks like he's still heating up more here. You got more?
That's that flower.
And he got the O's going flower, too. Baby.
Make it happen, yo.
Yeah, I can't believe he's still going.
And
all right.
It's like watching ahead. A fog machine at the club. Oh, right in the camera blowing the rings.
Oh my god, this
yo, I heard about nasty, hair, bro. This man's trick nasty.
Still doing that weird thing. I can't figure it out.
There you go. He's doing the Bane mask.
Mesmerizing.
Mesmerizing, she called it. There it was, our first contestant.
Heck yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Comes in with the vape tricks. My man. Actually, give me one second. I think I got my board right here. Look at this.
Yo, I am chowing down. I have not eaten all day. Oh, God. Yeah, I just ate a quesalupa, Dorito Locos Taco. Now I'm eating a burrito.
I'm eating a burrito. Yeah.
Shout out Taco Bell.
Yo, it's Taco Tuesday, baby.
It is Taco Tuesday. My wife already told me. She's like, you know what? You got to figure yourself out your own dinner. And I'm like,
there's
all
right. Your call. There's your
call. There you go. Yeah, how do you feel after taking those dabs?
That was fun, man. That was good. I feel great.
That was good?
Let's go again. Let's do it again.
Do it again.
We had you.
I mean, I don't know about all that.
I'll go again, shit.
All right.
Get another one.
No.
So now it comes down to it. Judges, we got to give them a score. All right. We're going to rate this out of 1 through 10. And the person at the end, obviously, with the highest score is the one to win the contest. So, judge appropriately. My man, Josh with the Vape Tricks, Cannabis Closet Podcast, what do you guys think? They're deliberating. See a lot of deliberation here. A seven. All right.
Okay, 7.
All right. RGZ.
You know what? I didn't know any of the tricks' names. You came in good. You came in strong. You hit all 3 devices. I'm going to give you an 8.
An 8 from RGZ.
Hell yeah.
Court, what are you thinking? Is that a 7?
Yes, sir.
7. Born Majestic. Mm.
You know what? I have to admit that, like, I know it's not the same as vaping because vaping has thicker clouds. And I've seen people do smoke tricks, even though I don't know the names of them.
Right.
But I have to admit, it was impressive. You kept trying. You're still doing it now. So I'm gonna give you 8. I'm gonna give you 8.
Another 8. Wow. Kelsey.
Yeah. Very impressive. Super cool things that I definitely cannot do. I'm going to give you 7.5. And thank you so much for entering. Thank you so much. And happy 420.
Well, yeah, happy 420, yes.
Happy 420, yo.
And I'm also going to give this a So, my man, with 7 and 8 across the board, Josh, thank you. Don't go anywhere. Thank you. I don't have the let's kick it off. Yeah,
that's how they be. Yeah, that's how they be when the credits are rolling. There's that one person in the audience.
Woo! I keep pointing the wrong way, but yeah, definitely.
The next exactly. contestant.
Get it. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta light up.
Let's bring her in. You guys think that like that set the bar? Like, how do you feel like that set the bar for this?
I feel that I personally feel that was a good start. I think it's a good start. Not everybody does smoke tricks. I mean, people could barely do O-rings, so you know, it seemed it was decent for me. I want to see what other people are gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's absolutely. still really early, but that was cool.
That was very cool. Let's bring in our next contestant. Easy. We got Jennifer. What's up, homie?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. What up? Shout out to the Fox Den.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I am nervous as hell.
Nervous? What are you nervous for?
Okay. My hand. Because of what I'm doing, dude. I have not done this since I was 13 years old, and like I used to do this with my mom, like she would shotgun me joints. So now I'm doing a handstand while taking a dab out of my pen.
Oh wow!
So we'll see how this goes. Let's hope I don't pass out.
So you're gonna hit your dab pen while doing a handstand. Got that right.
Yeah, like I'm gonna be leaning against the wall just for like safety precautions. I don't have much room, but I'm going to at least try to stand for 3 seconds and continuously hit this.
Court, what do you think about this?
My nerves are on edge. I'm sorry.
Your nerves are on edge.
Wait, hold on.
On the screen here and then on the big screen. So, yeah.
I have a question because this is going to determine how I grade anyway. But are you taking that dab while you're doing the handstand, or is somebody going to feed you the dab while you're doing the handstand?
I'm going to do the dab while I do handstand. So, like, I'm going to have to balance one-handed up against the wall and hit the button myself.
So there is a level of danger that's going to go along with this stunt here.
Someone needs
like, things can go horribly wrong. I mean, you could technically land on your head, and that makes me really nervous here.
I'm just saying, if something happens, babe, she's probably just getting one out of technicality. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm just joking. But
normally, I'd be like, you know what? You're probably right, but
you only got one shot at this.
Must go on. I can't find my fucking lighter, which is devastating right now. Oh, I found it. Shit, it's on the floor.
I gotta close my door.
All right. Are you guys ready for this? A handstand while doing a dab on the dab pad. Which is that going to turn into a one-handed handstand? Jen, are you ready?
Woo!
I don't want you to start yet, but you're ready. Okay, she's ready. Judges, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, God!
Oh, God. All right.
Man, already.
She's going to do it. She's going to do it. She got this. You got this. Yeah.
Hold on, all right.
Yeah, full screen
hold
there.
Hold on.
You got this.
She's so
on.
Don't be nervous.
That's all right. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, take a deep breath. You good.
Find your center, find your hold chi, on. Whatever they call it.
May need to call in a friend to have me hit the dabs.
For sure.
Do it.
If you feel like you can't do it.
Babe.
It takes to reach that finish line.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, I can that's do the handstand, but I'm just trying not to break my neck.
Yeah, please no.
We don't want broken necks on this show.
I just need you to hold the button for me. I can't hit it. All right. Sorry, I had to bring the old man in. You can just stand over here, sit over here.
He's bringing it back up.
When I get standing, yo. All right, now I'm ready.
All right, here we go. She's going back up for the handstand again.
There you go.
She's taking a big ass rip right now.
That's a big rip.
Another
whoa. Yes. Oh, whoa. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I can see her face getting red too. What?
I might need that pen, whatever that is, by the way, because that thing rips. I mean, I.
All right. Yeah.
What's the level of danger?
Ta-da.
Oh man, that was honestly very, very, very intense for me. I am so happy you did not get hurt.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was in gymnastics was awesome. A lot when I was younger.
Saying easy, you're
Jones.
Love you guys.
Yo,
take it easy, man.
You're sorry, I said it wrong.
Judges. Are you ready to score this round? All right, everybody seems like they're ready. I see a lot of thumbs up, so we're going to go right in. More Majestic, what do you give this?
Yo, honestly, I thought that was cool. I thought it was cool because especially like, yo, I'm sorry, but a handstand, I don't think for anybody is easy. I can see her face getting red from the handstand, and she kept going in for the dabs. So you want to know something? I'm gonna say a 9, yo.
Oh, wow!
I'm gonna say a 9. I honestly, if she was able to do it by herself, I'd have gave her a 10. But I mean, honestly, I'm glad she didn't because that looked dangerous as fuck. So I'm giving you a 9.
That's a good score, a 9. Good score. Court, what do you think?
I'm gonna give it an 8 only because. I did dabs the same amount you did, and I'm lightheaded, but I'm high, and I'm good. So we're not anxiety tech. I'm giving an 8.
Great. Hey, that's another good score. We got an 8 from Court. Kelsey, what do you think?
I'm going to give you an 8. Very impressive. I definitely can't do a handstand, nor for that long. And plus, you took like 3 dabs. I would.
Yeah.
Great job. Thank you so much for entering. Happy 420.
RGZ.
First off, I want to give a shout out to the mirror and the pictures on the wall for not falling. Good shout out on that. I'm going to go ahead and give it a solid 8. I like it.
Solid 8. Wow. 9s and 8s across the board. It's now down to Cannabis Closet and myself. What do you guys think, ladies?
Yeah, we're in agreement. 8.
And I'm going to go with an impressive 8.5.
There you go.
8.5. You should be very proud of yourself. That was a solid showing.
That was dope. I thought it was dope. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Currently in the lead, I mean.
All right.
We got.
She really ain't going nowhere. She's going to stay
here. She really ain't going nowhere. Guys, I mean, it's only going to go up from here.
Man, these guys.
We got smoke tricks. Man. We got stoner gymnastics. What's next?
Setting the bar high.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty. We have someone here, and I don't really know if she's there. Hello, Jay Lips.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hello, BX in the building.
BX in the building, baby.
I hear that.
So you told us in the email that since weed is legal, you were going to go smoke a blunt out in front of the police precinct.
You see me walking out my house?
Oh, shit.
This is going to go down. Let me give you the full screen. Before I even go full screen, judges, knowing now that you know what's about to happen.
The precinct is down the block from my house. So it's going to take me like 2 minutes to walk there. I'm walking out my gate.
You walk and we'll talk. How's that?
How about that?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. This is another thing that's on the RJ to-do list. He goes
me too, exactly. You're damn right.
And on the precinct.
What state are you located in?
In New York.
She's in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. Me? I'm in New York.
And they literally just legalized it. And you know what? The people are loving it. The people are saying, wow, like, we got a damn, we got a little, people are kind of shocked at this. She's literally going to walk down to the police precinct in New York and light up a blunt right here.
I'm talking about BX, baby. It's the Bronx, baby.
On 2B Blunt. I already am playing favorites. I'm sorry.
That's how you know she's from the Bronx, bro.
We really don't play no games up in here.
I'm waiting for a connection to come back. I'm going to show you on the phone.
What do you guys think about this? Judges, I mean,
yeah, I'm impressed as fuck.
Right off the rip, you're just super fucking impressed.
I want to see this
shit. I'm ready for
super
it. Super jelly.
Yeah. I want to do this shit.
We're not there yet.
I want to see a cop walk by.
I mean, I'm
beast. Yeah, I see Beast New York in your chat. Like,
I definitely have driven by a police precinct smoking a blunt, but I've never stood in front of one and been like, you know what, fuck it, let me light this shit right here. You know, and I think the audience is pretty impressed too. I mean, these people are like, what? Like, this is insane, insane. Hazel says, boss AF.
She gonna sit on the stoop.
Just have the Discord on standby. Just in case we need a GoFundMe, but I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be okay. We got you with the GoFundMe.
And Sugar Tush makes a good point though. Like, it is legal. They can't really say shit, but I mean, it's so freshly legal that I feel like something could possibly come of this.
They might tell her to go home.
I think she'll be alright.
Worst case scenario, they might tell her to go home.
Yeah. Because when that came out, that, yo, son, trust me, everybody on Instagram from New York was passing around that memo.
If anything happens, I know for sure Canada Queen has my address, and so does Cobblet.
All right, good. Does someone have your number, too, in case?
Can you refresh your camera? Because we can't see you.
How do I do that? I'm sorry. I'm new to this.
Oh, no, that's all right. There you go. You might just have to turn it. There you go. We see you now. It's just a connection. There you go.
Yeah, hopefully the precinct has Wi-Fi.
It's right there.
Can you imagine using their Wi-Fi too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yo, use the priest's Wi-Fi. use the priest's Wi-Fi. See, if the priest has a Wi-Fi and it's free, use it.
I can see them right now being like, who the fuck is RGZ for Cheesy?
They know, baby. Worldwide.
Guys, it's gonna be two things. It's the fire department and the precinct. How about that?
Shit.
I mean, I care more about the cops at this point.
Yeah, the fire department's eye.
They're next to each other.
If I had to pick,
they connect the building.
Oh,
okay, got you. Okay.
Fuck it, right in the middle.
Right, two for
over there, though. Did you remember a lighter?
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Oh, no. And does it work?
I total.
She's got the blunt. She's got the lighter. She's got the lighter. It's choppy, but I can see what's going on here. Can we confirm that this is actually the police precinct? You got signs or something? I need some kind of proof here.
Yeah, let me see that sign.
This is honestly historic. That's what mine says. It really is.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. FDNY. I mean, that's official.
Yeah, there goes the fire department.
Oh, that's definitely the fire department. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And she's just out there roasting a blood. What a time it is
lit.
For cannabis right now. I got to say. You're making history right now. She's just like, fuck it.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a prison. That looks like a prison. Yeah,
that's she's
a
just walking around the building. Yeah. Smoking the taking loops right now.
Yeah. Blow it in that window real quick. Nah, don't do that.
Blow it in the window. Can you imagine? Dude's at his desk like, oh, shit.
Fuck 12.
Yeah, all right. Fuck 12. There you go. I love it.
Nexus is loving this right now. Let me tell you, the audience is loving this. Oh, that's a cop car. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Yo, but post up. There you go. Just chill
post
right
up.
There.
Post up.
Just chill right there. Post up.
Somebody should take screenshots. So
the greatest day of my life right now.
Yeah,
I'm having a total like anxiety attack about this. Like, I have
the music probably not helping.
This is wild.
Yeah, this is dope.
Yeah, like even though it's legal, it feels like it's not. Like it.
It still feels like it's wrong what she's doing. You know.
Yeah. I love it though. I love it. Oh man.
Wow, she's just literally, look at this. Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Wow.
She's just so, She went through the whole parking lot.
I mean, the crowd can't believe it. Hey,
that's what I'm talking about.
420 officer.
Yo, that's the new hashtag right there.
Happy 420 officer.
Happy 420 officer. Honey. Look at that officer. Maybe we can get an officer on the podcast right now? That's what I want to know. Wait, what's the thing? The chances are of the police coming on the show right now?
That'd be some bonus points.
Oh, what did she say? What did you say, JJ? What did you say, J-Lips? I know it's a delay. It's like a lag, at least.
Yeah, I don't know if she can hear us.
Yo, Peace, what are you using for? Is this all from StreamYard, your overlay?
Yeah.
I like that, man.
It's clean. It's just clean.
Yeah, I like it. I love you, girl.
Yo,
hey, cheers, yo.
Yo, you know, I mean, that was literally historic to watch.
Iconic, yes.
I'm starting to wonder how are we gonna top that?
Yeah,
he just literally smoked a blunt and like it walked around in the precinct and the fire department, blowing fucking a blunt down. The comments are off the charts right now. People are calling you a legend. People are saying you are the real G. People are saying. They got tears. Hashtag happy 420 officer.
That was so good. So good. Happy 420 officer.
Happy 420 officer.
Yo, only on 2B Blunt will you see some shit like this. Let me tell you. Where did she go? Dope. Why is she not in here? Where did you go?
There you go.
You are literally being called a legend right now. With her high council cup.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. She was showing Ken the Queen some love over there. I seen it. I love it. High council, baby.
Guys, I mean, this is literally probably one of the most epic moments we're going to witness in history. I mean, it's literally like maybe 2 weeks since they announced it's legal.
And she's
out there just like, happy 420, officer. That literally is a clip I will cut out and use for the rest of my life on this show. I just want you to know that. All right. I am honestly mind blown right now. We've seen like
stunts, stunt tricks.
And then we just got real fucking G and said, you know what? We're going to smoke up one right in front of the cops.
I mean, I got to admit, I already know I'm going to give it a, I already know I'm going to give it a 10. I mean, like.
So we just go right to it, like, boy, you're off brick. That's 10.
Yeah, it's 10 for me. I mean, you know, you beat your first. You know why? Because one, you beat me to it. Because I was gonna go to Times Square anyway. So fuck it. You made that shit happen, and yo, that shit was nice. And the happy 420 officer, that's classic.
That's literally never gonna go away, bro.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, man, I'm gonna give it 10, man.
Even Martin says, listen, best one hands down so far.
Yes.
Hands down so far. Lip Puff says she can't fucking be topped. I mean, yeah. Frankie called her a queen. The queen is here. She is a G. That's in New York. Like, wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Judges.
That's funny.
What do you guys think? Born already gave it a 10. Cannabis Closet, what do you guys say?
10.
Wow. 10 off the rip. RJ.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was gonna give it a nod because we started talking about an officer getting on. But after she made that comment, it shot it up straight to a 10.
Okay, Court.
I'm gonna give it a solid 10. I felt like I was part of an historic moment right there.
Nice. Wow.
It's 420.
Kelsey.
Yep, I gotta give it a 10. Girl, you got some balls.
That was some boss bitch shit right there.
Everything from here on out is gonna have to be really fucking impressive because I also have to give it a 10. I mean, you know, like, what are we gonna do about that? I mean,
that was dope.
I've never done anything like that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just gotta say to all the other states that are probably like, yo, man, but we do that anyway. Yeah, but you wanna know something? We never did that shit here in New York. We're talking about a Latina in the Bronx at a precinct smoking a blunt. Saying happy 420 officer and not getting bothered.
Bothered is the part that I honestly love so much about that. And she was just like happy 420 officer, and they were just like no mind. And you know that honestly, dude, I gotta say thank you for having my show be a part of that because I feel like we just made fucking history here. Not to take anything else away from any of the contestants because we still haven't even seen any. There's still a couple more. We don't know what they're gonna bring to the table. They might do something just as epic. I have no clue. For real.
We still, exactly.
Well, all I know is what I just seen blew my fucking mind. And what you did for stoners on 420 today in New York, all over New England. Honestly, nuts. Incredible. Fucking incredible. So thank you so much. Don't go anywhere.
That was really good. Yeah, for all the other contestants, remember, you're just as amazing. I want you to come in with the same confidence and good energy. Don't worry about it.
Tazel says, if Cheech and Chong doesn't comment on this moment, I quit. I'm just saying.
I wonder how many people are backstage trying to hype up their routine. All right. They're like, all right, we had this, but now we got to take it to the next.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I was seeing in my head, like AGT and shit. Like, yo, man, you guys got this.
Guys, it has been honestly not so far. I did not think it was going to be such a wild show. Like, this has gone above and beyond my dreams. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was stressed out all day about this show. You know, because, you know, when you have the day of the show, you go live. Nothing ever goes right. Nothing. It never, at least not for me. It's devastating. So, but, like, now that seeing this come together and seeing what the first three people have done for, like, this show already has been awesome. Like, this is amazing, and now I'm definitely gonna have to do this every year because I can't wait to see how this could ever be topped.
I'm invested.
We are going to a whole different kind of submission. We're going to bring in our next contestant. Her name is Meg, and Meg sent me an email that automatically caught my attention.
Let me read to you
what's about to happen, all right? Because this might honestly make you think twice, all right? She is going to do something no one else has done yet. We are going to get a little magic right now.
Ooh.
So Meg says she's going to pull a pipe and a balloon from an empty box, hit the pipe, twist the balloon behind her back, and turn it into a dog, pop the dog, and then reveal a joint rolled inside. Let me say now, as you can imagine, my interest was immediately piqued. Meg, how long have you been doing magic for?
I've been doing magic for about 6 months, but I've been twisting balloons for like 3 years.
And how long have you been twisting joints for?
Oh, wow.
Because that's the real question here. I want to know.
Yo, facts.
So, you are also a baker, correct?
I am.
Which is why this would be an epic opportunity for you. Now, you caught my attention. I am so intrigued by your description. You literally tell me you're going to pull this up verbatim, just as I said it, You're gonna make this happen. I am so. Do you have like a? Are you gonna wear like a magic hat? Are we gonna get like the whole thing? You got a curtain, maybe an assistant.
Just me.
All right.
The magic box.
The magic box, judges. What do you guys think about this in the magic box? We're gonna get a little magic this time. What are your thoughts?
Ready for my mind to be blown.
Every pothead needs a magic box because you get unlimited weed.
Yeah, if I had a magic box that brought me unlimited weed, then my life would be amazing.
I love magic. I'm ready for this.
So let me just show and prove to you guys that it's a solid box.
Oh, here we go. We're going to get the whole thing. I'm so excited right now. So it's empty. Empty. It's all right. Solid.
Bottom is solid.
All right.
As you can see.
Let me full screen you real quick.
Yeah, get us off the screen.
All right, there we go.
Dodge trying to resist. Nothing in the box.
All right. I'm so excited.
Turn the box around a little.
She's knocking on the box. What was what? You pulled that giant balloon out of the empty box.
Where did that come from?
Empty box.
It again. The box is empty. She knocked on it again. What's she going to do now?
There it is.
Oh, what?
You pulled a pipe out of the box. Whoa. Okay.
The beautiful piece.
Taking a rip. Behind her back, she's got the balloon. She's manipulating the balloon while spinning in circles.
Oh,
you just made a dog behind your back.
A wiener dog. Yes.
Wow, a wiener dog.
Oh snap! She's a wiener.
Oh. Oh!
There it is.
Oh shit!
There's a coin on the floor. Wow! Wow! You made a bowl appear out of nowhere. You had a joy pop out from a balloon. You twisted a dog behind your back. I have never in my life witnessed magic with weed before. And now I feel like I need this every day of my life.
You know, Keezy, I'm just happy to be here.
Can I just look at that. Wow. Where'd you pull that from?
Okay.
I'm so intrigued in the heart and everything. A nice rose. Wow. Wow. Meg, I mean, I got to say, magic has always amazed me. And your box trick was cool, and I dug the whole balloon thing. I have no fucking clue how you did that behind your back after hitting the bowl, because my shit would have came out looking like a calzone. So.
You know, birthday parties, and the adults are always way more impressed than the kids are.
Well, because you know, honestly, as an adult, I can't ever picture how the fuck I could do anything like that. So I gotta say, wow, just wow, judges, the magic trick. With the weed, what do you guys think?
I'm gonna give it a 9. I think it was super, super impressive. I'm so blown away. Still can't wrap my head around where the hell that balloon came from, even to begin with. Still so like what? So many parts. So I was just mind blown.
Warren, what do you think, bro?
Thank you so much for entering.
Yo, for me, can you hear me better? I was worrying about being too loud.
Oh, you're good.
All right, cool. Now, I was gonna say, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to magic, I'm a real stickler for certain things. So I'm gonna give an 8.
All right,
but it's only because. I saw everything else, which I thought was really great. but it's like when the balloon pop, this like the angle of the camera, it was like kind of off. So I don't really know where the joint came from. So that kind
of I can show saying. You another balloon with a joint inside of its
stomach. No. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. I'm just saying that's the only reason why. But I actually am very fucking impressed by that dog balloon. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna change it to 8.5.
8.5. Oh shit.
8.5, yo.
8.5. All right.
8.5. There's no shade though.
Court, what do you think?
He beat me to it. I was gonna go with the same thing. I'm highly impressed. That was amazing and very entertaining.
It was dope.
8.5 for you then also?
Yes.
Our Jesus.
It was still very fun to watch. It very was.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. I just
wish the connection also was smoother. I think that's what hurts it for me. You know what I mean? That's
right.
The flower at the end. Yeah. The flower at the end was a perfect touch.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Our Jesus.
I agree. I love magic. I'm a real G. I love magic, man. For real. So I'm gonna go 8.5 too.
Awesome. That and I'm also going with an 8.5. Because I thought that fit perfectly right in. Meg, congratulations! You are still in on second place. So
Peasy, you forgot somebody.
What do you mean I forgot somebody?
You forgot Cat and Queen.
Fuck! I like the King Palm and everything goes to shit. Wow, I feel bad. You know what? I'm just gonna shut up, ladies. It's all you.
we're gonna give you a solid 9 today.
Thanks, ladies.
A 9 from the cannabis closet.
Ask me tomorrow what you get.
Yeah, no, I just said today. Like today,
guys. It's been a hell of a show. We have one last contestant to check on. We saw her at the start of the show in the tattoo chair.
Oh, dang. I done forgot. Oh, my God.
You know, I knew that was going to happen. I somehow, in my head, I knew for sure that you were going to forget. But I did not. So, we have her still in the background. You guys, are you ready to see what happened at the tattoo shop? Because I know I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I forgot somebody's word. Yo, let's see what it is. What did they say they were getting?
Let's bring back in Tara. What's up, Tara? Before you show her your tattoo or what you did, welcome back. We can see you. We can hear you. And your camera's working great. So this is excellent.
Hi, Tara.
Hey. Hey.
Hi. We caught you at the beginning in the, in the tattoo chair. We had no clue what was going on, but we are all very, very intrigued right now. Yeah, well, I mean, we knew you were going to get a tattoo, but we don't know what you're getting a tattoo of. So that's the thing.
Ready?
So now, let me put you on full screen here. Let me turn my music down.
Look at those pants.
I'm almost scared because whatever this is on for life.
Oh, yeah. Get it.
I'm almost scared to see what it is.
No!
Oh, shit!
Nice!
Damn, son. Levo tattoo!
Damn, son.
Right on the ankle. Wow.
Man.
Branded for
life. Can we go in close? Is there a way to bring the camera closer?
Yeah, hold on.
Just for the sake of how my brain is, I have to make sure it's real.
Yeah.
I have to. Oh, fuck. She really got a Levo tattoo.
Oh, my God. She really did. Wow.
Oh, my
Next is so, 10. Yeah,
man. I'm sorry, man. You're gonna get a 10 from me because
Mario says Levo because infusion's in her blood. Shocked, girl. Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, listen. All I know is that the other people are gonna have to Levo you alone.
Odd says for life. Oh my God. Can we have two winners? Cannabis next.
Oh man.
This is gonna be a tough one. You came in with a mystery tattoo and you come out branded with the Levo brand for life. So this is gonna be very interesting. We have Jay Lips who came in. She had, I'm trying to dial a little bit, she had a full 10 across the board. Yeah. So the tension is sitting high.
Yo.
I don't think it feel like it is. So I already know. Warren said it's gonna be a 10.
Yeah, yo, it's 10. I mean, that's like, yo, if you came to me and you put one of my album covers on your shit, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna give you, I'm make sure you get free tickets for life or some shit. Like, yo, it's a wrap. Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yo, anyone watching on TikTok? Yeah, we've been live on YouTube and Twitch and Facebook, like always, at 2B Blunt Podcast with the number 2. So you can check us there. You can catch the end of the show. So you have 110. I'm looking at Cannabis Closet in the background. Double 10, so another 10. Our Jeezy.
He's going to say.
Our Jeezy. Sheezy.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you 10 for the tattoo, 10 for the pants, 20.
Damn, son. Oh, y'all really went in though. Wow.
So we got Bourne, we got RGZ, we got Cannabis Closet. Court, what are you thinking?
I'm gonna add 11 to the scoreboard.
All right, a 10 from you, Kelsey. What are we gonna do here? We're in trouble because we're like, I think me and you are both thinking the same thing here, because how do you not?
Right.
There's got to be a winner. We need a tiebreaker.
Yeah,
I think they're both gonna have to like do something because I'm thinking. Well, my bad. Let me stop.
Go ahead, speak out. Let me hear what you got to say, Moore. Go ahead.
No, it's just that it feels like you guys are going to give the same amount of scores that we just all gave. Am I right? Let's just be honest. Can we just put those out there already?
I mean, obviously, it's going to be, yeah, we're the 10s. I mean, yes.
I mean, Kelsey's like, yo, wait, hold up. Wait, Kelsey, I'm really curious what you got to say.
I don't know, Kev, but go ahead. Let's see what she says.
They're both winners, man.
Yeah, right.
What do we do here, then?
Wait, what?
I say let's do both of them. I mean, both were so iconic.
We're going to have two winners?
I think both of them.
Hey!
For sure.
What? What? Yes! Unprecedented!
Freaking blown away.
This is unprecedented times. We have two winners.
Wow, that's amazing.
Got Leo tattooed on her ankle. Jay Lips who smoked a blunt in front of the NYPD and the NYFD. Or not DNY, I should say, but still, you know what I mean?
DNY.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
Much deserved. Much deserved.
For sure.
Me and Kelsey will definitely organize everything. I mean, this is unplanned, but honestly, I agree with you. Was there really any other way we could have done this? Because they were both definitely iconic in their own way. I mean, have you ever had anybody come to you and be like, I got a Levo tattoo before?
No. We always joke about it in the office, but
not a joke anymore.
It's not a joke. Tara, you are the first known person in history to get a Levo tattoo. Okay? In history. Known. You're number one. And Jay Lips, I mean, you blew the entire panel away. You blew the entire audience away with the bravery going out there and just doing what you did. And I you guys are both deserving. I'm so happy. I gotta say, I'm so happy we got two winners. There's even a smoking contest would have done it justice. Nothing would have because they both deserve it.
Maybe like a freestyle contest. That would have been awesome. They would have been awesome.
Y'all versus RGZ, though. Y'all versus RGZ.
Wait, I could show my pants too.
I can show my pants too.
There you go. 10 for the pants as well.
There you go.
Yeah, I got those too.
What a feel-good ending to an amazing show that came together so beautifully. For everyone else who was in the game watching backstage, I just want to say thank you because I don't see everybody here. But I don't know if I can even bring everybody on. But Meg's here still, and Josh, who I guess I can bring on. You guys, you both were great. You guys were awesome. And, of course, Jen also. Of course, I got to do that. I got to take her in separate.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. You're still going to get swag packs from Levo and To Be Blunt and myself. So make sure you guys send me your mailing address and an email, and we will get out your prizes to you.
Yo, and absolutely. I just want to say, I want to say real quick to PZ, yo, when you get the addresses, let me know because I'm gonna throw in that exclusive print that I put out today, and I'm gonna send it to them as well.
Yes, yes.
There you go, Jen. Also, amazing work with your handstand dab, so fucking impressive. You actually had someone in the comment that just said. The handstand dab's still the winner for me.
Hell yeah. Beast New York. Beast New York loves you.
So, congratulations. Send me your info. We're going to get you out some prizes for playing. We appreciate you being on, yo, for real. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
More than you know, trust me. Have a good night. And we're done. That's it. Tara and Jayla's listen. No, she's gone. All right, that's fine.
No, back. I'm here.
She's back. She's here. You got anything you want to say tonight? I mean, you guys have been amazing. Do you want to shout anyone out? Do you want to, you know, anything at all? Feel free. The floor is yours before we go.
I just want to tell all of you, thank you. And I want to tell my fellow winner, you're fucking awesome. And I think we both made history today. So.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. Thank you, ladies. Thank you to all my judges, too. I mean, you guys, I appreciate you coming on and hanging out and being a part of this historic moment in history of live streams, goddammit, because no one's going to do it like 2B Blunt. So we appreciate you guys being on and being part of this crazy idea I had. Actually, I tell you the truth, me and Canada Queen came up with it one night. So it was kind of a joy effort. But yes, sure. Thank you. Those brainstorming sessions in the long pack are always solid, you know. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much to Levo, Kelsey, you guys, everything you do for the community and what you did for the ladies doing the two winners and just for being part of the team. I'm just honored all the time and I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Facts.
Brax saying make sure you can get 20% off still. So Levo Green's the promo code. So get on there and get yourself 20% off or use code 2BBLUNT. Also, we'll get you 20% off. So get there while you can, site-wide. Get your deals while you can. It'll get shipped out to you, and you're going to have everything you need for 20% off. How do you beat that? Thank you so much again, guys. We're going to take off Thursday, 7 p.m. We will be right back here for the regularly scheduled podcast. So I hope to catch you guys all there. Scott will be back in studio, and it's going to be wild. So
Can I say something? Go ahead.
Of course. Yeah,
man, I don't know what y'all gonna do, but if anybody wants, I'm about to go on my stream. I normally don't do this, but I'm gonna do this because P's about to get off. So, if y'all wanna come over to the stream, y'all invited. We're doing a big marbles on stream race. The three people that win at the top are gonna win prints and also a personal discount code, a one time use for the site. So it's gonna be dope, man. And also, first place winner is getting the Terp trade by Mar.
No. Oh, nice. You got a turf tray too? Yeah, makes some fire stuff, yo. She does firework. This Thursday, the panty dealer is back for part two. Fish on Me 420 is going to be back to answer all of your questions on how you can make money in this lucrative business of selling your used undergarments. It was a huge show last week. We didn't even have enough time in 90 minutes. Plus, to get all the calls in. So we're doing part two this week. Make sure you tune in this Thursday, 6 p.m. Make sure you follow the Cannabis Closet Podcast. Make sure you follow Court is a BAMF, Levo Oil, RG's here, or RJ Flippin' Morgan, whatever your damn screen name is these days. And of course, check out Born Majestic on Twitch right after the show. Thank you again. We'll see you Thursday. Same weed time, same weed channel.
Happy 420.
Of course, happy 420.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Getting all right.
Make sure you guys follow us on all platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, all that shit. 2B Blood Podcast with the number 2. And you already know, like, subscribe, leave us a review. We appreciate it. New items on the store, 2BBluntPodcastStore.com. Check them out. The I Am a Scott Guy t-shirt is live. Yo, HighCouncil420.com. I got brand new merch out. You don't want to miss it. It's going down. I will see y'all Thursday. We about to smoke it if you got it. Peace.